Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. And we have an amazing show tonight. An amazing show that is always on everyone's mind, which is, you know, when it pertains to life, love, hurt, what is it all about? You know, that's why we ask everybody, you know, to please call in, tell us your experience, and what you wish that you could do, you know, to make, you know, life a little, you know, what you wish things could be done to make life a little bit easier. Because trust me, I understand, you know, there's so many things. I mean, I try not to watch the news and media as much, you know, as I can, because there's just so many negative things out there that, you know, we always encounter. But remember, you could give us a call at 347-838-8630. That's 347-838-8630. Give us a call. Don't be afraid. For those of you that don't know my social media information, I'm at Instagram. You can find me at Instagram at Arami7OVE. That's Arami7OVE. I'm also on Twitter as El Boy del Barrio. You can find me there on Twitter. You could also go to my website, starnow.com/Arami. You can see some of my videos, my music, my pictures, learn a little bit about how I got started into the industry. You can find that there. What else? So many different places. And, of course, on Facebook, those of you that don't know, that may be listening in for the first time, you can find me on facebook.com/NYC Angel on Facebook. Well, you know, for me, there's always, you know, moments in my life where, you know, I could be at a high, and I get to moments where I'm at a low. And that, for me, is, you know, it's a given. It's natural. It is life. And we're always going to encounter these upsets, you know. But that's what life is all about. It's funny because I found a really beautiful article that I'd like to, you know, talk about. And the article that I found, I want to give props to everystudent.com, because that's where I found this article. And it reads, "Why is life so hard?" And from what I found here, which I thought was interesting, it says, there is an answer to why question found in the Bible, but it's not an answer that most people like to hear. The world is the way it is because it's the world that we, in a sense, have asked for. And a lot of people will be, wait a minute, you know, what's going on? Like it says in the article, sounds strange. What or who can make this world different than the way it is? What or who could guarantee that life is pain-free for everyone all the time? God could. God could accomplish that in no time. But he doesn't, at least not right now. And we're angry with him as a result. We say God can't be all-powerful and loving if he just lets us go through this stuff that we go through daily. If he were, this world wouldn't be the way it is, you know, most people say. You know, if he was like this all high and mighty guy, like, why wouldn't he just snap a finger and just stop the things from happening. We say this hoping that God will then change his position on the matter. Or hope, you know, our hope is that putting a guilt trip on him will make him change the way he's doing things, you know. But God is a loving God. And there's so many other things in this article that I definitely want to read more from a little bit as the show progresses.
My brother.
So what do you have to say? Well, yeah, what do you have to say on this? Like, it's crazy.
You're asking
you know,
my opinion?
Like, yeah, you know, life. And like I was just saying, you know, to the listeners, everyone immediately, you know, when things don't go their way, Dios mío, why? ¿Por qué me está pasando todo esto a mí? I've been so good, you know, I've been so loyal, so faithful. I go to church. I praise you, Lord. Why? Why do you do this to me? Why do you do this to the world? Why can't you just snap your finger? You're the high almighty God. Snap your finger and all the problems and evil that's in the world will just cease to exist.
I got to tell you something. Can I interrupt you for a second there?
Yeah,
I
want to
tell you something because for some reason or another, my brother Angel, for some reason or another, when we speak on this, there is a reason why things happen in life that sometimes in the moment might not be evident of why this is happening in our life. But when you take someone that has walked the right way and done everything and dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's and still things happen that are not good in their life, it is because there is some grand scheme of something, some lesson to be learned, some past tense unfinished business that has to be paid. It is deeper than whatever we think. I could try to make sense of this, and I'm sure people out there will argue with me or say, I don't believe that, or that's not why. Well, I got to tell you something. There is a reason why everything happens. You know, there's not anything in the world that doesn't happen for a reason. It rains because the precipitation, the clouds get heavy with moisture, so rain. The sun comes out so we could be nourished by it and things can grow. You know, we put paint on the wall to make it pretty. We color our hair to make it. This is a reason. All these things happen. And I guess sometimes when we sit down and sometimes we say it doesn't, we don't know why it happens. We don't know why this happened. Why, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I left early, man. I left early. I got stuck in this traffic jam. But guess what? That traffic jam prevented me from being in the building, God forbid, that just blew up 10 minutes before I got there. If I would have made it 10 minutes early, if I would have walked into that place 30 seconds early when that thing fell down and hit that other guy or that other lady, it would have been me. But for the grace of God, there's different reasons why things happen. I'm not an expert on it. And I'm not trying to impose my opinion on anyone who's listening here at Escucha Listen Up Radio. That's every Thursday right here, man, because we're going to bring it to you. We're going to talk about things that sometimes aren't comfortable, sometimes aren't soothing, but we're going to talk about it because there's people that want to share. They want to unload, if you will, right? So this is what we're going to do. If anybody's listening, if we got anybody now calling in and wants to weigh in on it and give us their opinion about why these things happen, then go ahead.
Yeah, and that number is 347-838-8630. Once again, el número para llamar la estación de radio para hablar con nosotros ahora es el número 347-838-8630. No tengan miedo, nosotros no moldemos, solamente amamos y queremos hablar contigo. So no tengan miedo, llamen ahora para darnos su punto de vista sobre por qué las cosas en la vida suceden como están sucediendo ahora, cosas negativas, cosas que quizá te está poniendo en una situación deprimida o acabas de romper una relación que significó mucho para ti o cualquier cosa que te esté deprimiendo, por favor, llámenos a nosotros al 347-838-8630 y vamos a hablar con nosotros, habla con nosotros, vamos a hablar un ratito y divertirnos un rato. And let me tell you, Sixto, to further, you know, continue what you were saying, the reason why God allows it, and I'm going to tell you based on something that I found here, many people experience the painful results of others or their own choices that run contrary to God's ways. Murder, sex abuse, greed, lying, fraud, slander, adultery, kidnapping, etc. All these can be explained by people who have refused to give God access and influence over their lives. They're going about their lives as they see fit, and they and others suffer. And look, check this out. What's God's view on all of this? He's not smug. In fact, God could rightly be viewed as leaning forward, compassionate, hoping we will turn to him so that he can bring real life to us. Jesus said, "Come to me and all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." But not all are willing to go to him. Jesus commented on this when he said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." Again, Jesus brings the issue back to our relationship with him. "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." I mean, that's deep. So in other words, freedom of will, my brother, freedom of will. We all have freedom of will, just like back
in the... So what you're trying
to
say is, what you're not trying to say, what you're saying is that we choose our own poison.
Right. And a lot of times, and I'm going to keep it real, a lot of times, que Dios me perdone, but a lot of times, you know, we try to go based on our own understanding. You know, life is good, you got the money, you're living the lavish life. You cannot tell me, people, that you stop for a minute and say, "Ay, Dios mío, you know what? I need you to help me with this," or "Thank you, thank you." Sometimes we get so caught up in the moment, in the having the great life and the great experience, that we forget him. We only come to him when we're on a plane that's about to crash. We're like, "Ay, Dios mío, help me, God, help me, the plane is going down to me. Help me, God." You know, like whenever we find ourselves in a situation, you know, we call to him. "God, help us." And, you know, God is that forgiving and unconditional love type of God that no matter, even if we fail him, even if we don't call on him when we're blessed, even if we don't do these things, he is still there with open arms waiting to hear us by our own free will say, "All right, God, okay, Dios mío, I give up. I'm sorry. I'm doing this all wrong. I'm going by my own understanding, and these things are, you know, evidently happening to me because I just think I can do this on my own." It's like a little kid. You grab a little kid. How many times, people, have you, you know, those that have children, you have a little kid, he's young, he's curious, she's curious, and you tell him, "Mira, no te metas ahí, get over there, get out of there, you're going to fall. And what happens? By curiosity, the kid doesn't listen, he's going to go, boom, se cae, he's screaming, he's going crazy, te lo dije, I told you don't go over there. Same thing with us. If we only listen to God's, you know, love for us, for, you know, to God's, the things that he...
I want to say something, though.
Had,
I want to
you know?
Say something. There's a lot of people, Angel. I hear you. I hear where you're coming from. I get it. But there's a lot of people here that when you start talking to them about God, and they feel like you're pushing this on them. You understand that? They feel
no,
like...
And by no means, sorry to interrupt you, by no means, those listening, we are not here with, you know, we promote everything positive, nothing negative, and we're not trying to, you know, jump on anyone's religious belief. That's not what we're here to do, so don't feel pressure. We're not in a cult. We're not trying to get you to believe in what we believe in. We're just trying to get you to believe in what's right if you choose to believe in that, you know, the good path, the path of light. That's all we want. We're not trying to promote anything negative, anything dark, and everyone has their freedom of will, and you choose, you know, whatever you like to answer.
Right,
that,
because
that
a lot of people, I mean, you know, a lot of people, we have so many people here in the United States, all over the world, that are from different faiths, different backgrounds, different this, and so we want to, you know, exclude everybody. What Angel's saying, and I get what he's saying, that it doesn't matter what religion, what background you come from, right? There is only one God. Don't get it twisted, y'all. Don't get it twisted. There ain't an Arabic God. There ain't a Spanish God from Spain. There's not a Chinese God from China. There's not a Venezuelan God from that. You know what I'm saying? There is one God. You know, there's one God, and he's for everyone. And I think that that God stands for peace and love. And how you approach it, then that's your religion, your cultural way of getting to the enlightenment. But I just believe that there's only one God, you know, and it's a universal God, and a God of love, a God of peace, a God of hope, of God of forgiveness. You understand? Oh, I'm feeling it with not, but my brother. Oh my God. Can I get?
I know.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. When we
you're
start
going
talking
in, you're going
about
in,
this,
you're going in.
I'm going in. I'm going in. You
se
know
tiró,
why?
Se tiró de pecho.
I'm,
se tiró.
Chacho de larga, brother. Mira, te lo digo porque you can't deny that. There is no denying that feeling that you get when things are down and the Father touches you. There is no, we will fall to our knees. Do you understand that we will fall to our knees in humbleness, in you know, in praise to the Father? But
oh yeah,
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you because I get that right now. As we're talking, you know, I'm telling you that there's a lot of people, we don't want to offend anybody out there, but when you get into this stuff and you really pray with your heart and when you, you know, and you give it up and you have no reservation about it and you say, Lord, you know, I'm a sinner. Lord, I messed up. I jacked up. I did this. How am I going to get out of this now? What am I going to do now? Nobody believes
me anymore.
With God,
all things are possible.
I got no money, man. I'm down. My wife left me. I got no friends. My family doesn't believe in me anymore. What do I do now? What do I do
now? You know what? Well, check this out. I found something beautiful. Four things God wants you to remember when life is hard. And I want to read this because this is really, really, really beautiful. And, you know, I'm taking heed to this too. Number one, remember that your character should always be stronger than your circumstance. We can't always control what happens to us, but we can always control how we choose. In those moments when I choose to stop planning and instead give thanks to God for the good in my life, the parts that seem bad start to seem much less significant. Then number two, remember that your struggles always lead to strength. Every difficulty in your life, whether big or small, is something God will use to produce strength, faith, and perseverance in you if you let him. All your pain has a purpose. Just like you said earlier, that you said, oh, I left early, or the meal was going on. Everything has a purpose. Look, number three, remember that God's timing is always perfect. God's plans are almost always different from our plans, but his plans are always perfect. Have the patience to wait on his timing instead of forcing your own. That's crazy. Then it says over here, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. And last but not least, number four, remember that God will never leave your side. You may feel like you're going through this struggle all alone, people. But from the moment you trust in Jesus to bring you into God's family, He will be at your side, to the end. So never lose hope. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I always have trouble pronouncing this. Deuteronomy 31:6. And I leave our people with that. You know, it's beautiful because, like you said, we're not trying to offend anyone here, their beliefs.
It's so important to let them know, Angel. It's so important to let them know that we are not picking any one religion. We are not pointing any one race. We are for everyone. We are for peace. We are for love. One God under love, everybody together. You know what I'm saying? I hear you, man. I hear you. I don't know what it is, but you are very spiritual tonight, my brother. You are very spiritual. You are speaking from maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, from a place of like, you know, no matter what happens, I'm going to keep walking. No matter what trials and tribulation, I'm going to keep walking to the last inch because you believe that what you're striving for is going to happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm not perfect, and I never pretend to be perfect. I do have my fault, and I do fall, just like every human being. I do have my moments of being really down and out on myself and depressed. I go through my depression, but I wouldn't be a human being if I don't go through that. But I do try to revolve myself around positive people, positive family members that lift me up, that always give me positive messages, that always pray for me, that always have me in their thoughts and always want the best for me. Because if we're not amongst people like this, people out there listening, if we're not amongst people that are positive, then it'll be that day. We're going to be lost. Because if we hang around misery, misery loves that company. If you hang around with somebody that's always talking about, vamos a hacer esto negativo, let's go over there, vamos a te pegarle un tiro, vamos a robarle a esa persona, let's go rob this person, yo, let's go do this, man. You know, life is rough right now, so we're going to make our own little, you know, choices right now. Misery loves company, and if you go down that road, I guarantee you, you're going to look back and reflect when you're in jail, when life is really hitting you hard, and you're going to go, what was I freaking thinking?
Wow.
So for those of you out there, man, just keep the faith and keep the struggle, because after the storm comes the sun. After the storm comes the sun. It's cloudy right now. It's raining. It's a storm right now. But
yes.
Guarantee tomorrow that cloud is going to lift and you're going to see that sunshine.
Wow. Angel, I think we need a round of applause for that. I think that we definitely need a round of applause for that.
Of course.
That was just fantastic.
Yes.
We're going to keep it right here.
That's
right. At Escucha Listen Up Radio every Thursday, bringing it to you, talking about things you want to talk about, maybe some things you don't want to talk about. But believe me, brother, when you finish listening to us, you're gonna have fun. You're going to be a little more knowledgeable of what things are going on right now and everything, which brings me to... Do you think that Hillary Clinton is going to run for president in 2016? Give us your thoughts. If you don't want to talk on the radio, you can email us. Remember, at sixtoangel@escuchalistenupradio.com. Let me hear.
That's right.
I want to hear your opinions, man.
Well, they're here. We have a caller. Her name is Diana from Florida. Diana, what's going on? You're on the air with Angel and Sixto on Escucha Listen Up Radio.
Well, it's not much going on. I just wanted to call in and say hi. You know, it's the first time that I've listened to this program. I'm only getting a little bit of it because I'm currently on the road, so I kind of got you on my speakerphone.
Nice.
It's not causing me any feedback.
No. You sound good. You sound good. You sound like you're right here sitting with us.
Okay. Better no, it's too cold up there right now. I'd rather stay right where I'm at.
That's true. She had to rub that in, didn't she? She had to rub that in.
She did.
Yeah.
¿Qué parte de Florida?
No. Everything is cool. It's chilly, though. It's, oh, my goodness, it's chilly. It's 63 degrees out here.
Oh,
right now.
Look how chilly it is. Oh, my God. They're freezing, Angel. 63. Oh, really?
Oh, my God. I got to go home and turn on my heater.
Oh, my God. Yo, you know what? This is true because Louis, you know Louis, he lives in Puerto Rico. He lived here all his life. He goes out to Puerto Rico, like, for 9 years, 10 years. He comes back here, and it's, like, 59. He's like, oh, my God, I'm freezing. I go, are you kidding me? I was in shorts and a T-shirt. You know?
Wow.
63,
it happens.
Cold.
The body gets used to it.
Yeah.
So after a while, you know, any change in temperature really affects you. I don't like the cold. I can't stand it.
Really? Were you always like that? Because I know, Daina, that you're from right here, New York City. So did this just happen like 10, 15 years ago? Or did you always feel like that even when you lived here?
No, when I lived in New York, I'm born and raised, and, you know, we go back. But when I lived up there, and, of course, you know, being younger, you stick by your parents because you really have no options. Winter used to come, and I hated every minute of it because I used to get a lot of back aches. It just used to affect me like that.
Mm-hmm,
and once I was able to get up and go on my own, you know, I tolerated it for a little bit. You know, I lived out there still. But it just came to the point that, I got to find somewhere else to go. So I moved, actually, to Puerto Rico. And in Puerto Rico, a lot of things happen, you know, positive, not so positive, but, you know, it's all part of life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came down to Florida, and I've been here ever since. But it's been good, you know. It has its ups and downs, but, you know, you got to have the good with the bad, you know. It's all part of it.
Okay, what part of Florida are you residing in now?
I am in Coral Springs. That's about 15 minutes from Fort Lauderdale and about 40 minutes from Miami.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
So we're out there.
Yeah, I love it out here. Let me tell you, I love it. Don't get me wrong. You know, there's always a little piece in New York that I always hold dear to my heart. And if it weren't, honestly speaking, if it weren't because of the weather, I'd probably be living out there. But I like it here. It's good I'm doing what I like, you know, doing my music thing and singing with the bands. And
Let's talk about that for a minute. So, Daina, tell me about your musical thing. Your band plays what kind of music?
Well, I'm actually with a band, currently it's a band that plays merengue bachata. Prior to this band, I was with a band that played salsa and a little bit of merengue, but mainly salsa. So I basically do salsa, merengue, ballads, if you want it, Spanish, English, Spanglish. I do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
And Daina, for those people listening right now to the show, plug your band. Is there a website? Is there a social media outlet that you'd like for the audience listening to go to and check your band out?
Well, right now, and if they have it because they're working on, we're rehearsing and we've done a little bit of gigs here and there, but they really want to get it out there. And the funny thing about this is that a lot of the musicians and singers in the band are actually very, very talented and well-known. I mean, they played with top-notch people, you know what I mean? But they kind of got together and formed this band, and even though it's new, they are, I don't even know if they've prepared a website, you know? So
okay.
I'm fairly new to them. They've been out for about, I would say, a few, like 5-6 months. I'm basically the newbie on the block.
Wow. And what's the name of the band?
Well, I was with Mako. It's the Grupo Mako.
Grupo Mako.
Oye, pero ya tú sabes que eso es todo americano, Mako.
my God. But it's funny because it's more, now it's they're doing salsa merengue. I'm sorry, bachata and merengue. But it was before, it was more salsa than anything. So I don't know. I guess they haven't decided exactly what they want to focus on.
I'm hearing you talk, Taina. I'm hearing you talk, and it almost sounds like you're thinking about what you're going to say and stuff. Listen, if that band and you're in it, and it's called what? Maco.
Grupo,
yeah.
Maco.
Grupo Maco. What does Maco mean? Is that like a moco? Or what is that?
I think it's a weird name to ask, to tell you the truth, you know. But
I thought you were talking about a parrot, like a bird, the macaw. The macaw bird resides in Clearwater, Florida.
Before I was in a band that at least was a little bit, you know, sad. It was La Banda Salsa Rumba, but that broke up, man. It was a sad thing because there was really a lot of talent there, but unfortunately, some people aren't as focused as others. And this is a cutthroat industry, as you already know. So there's a lot of good and there's a lot of not so good that goes on.
Yo, you know what's funny? I just found the meaning of mako, but it's Egyptian cotton used especially in the manufacture of hosiery and undergarments.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the
mako.
Group is mako. Wow.
The definition that you got is spelled how?
M-A-C-O?
That's the word that you got. No, this is M-A-K-O. With a K.
Oh,
as M-A-K-O.
It's like writing crazy with a K.
Yeah, exactly.
Que loco.
It's like writing crazy with a K, baby. It's like cool. K-O-O-L.
Yeah, if you make it that much fancier, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
Taina, thank you so much for calling in on Escucha Lesson of Radio. We wish you and El Grupo Maco the best of everything.
Yes.
Much success to the group. You have any in the future? If you guys have any type of music, please send it. Sixto, give her the address.
I'm gonna give you our email address. So if you have any requests, Taina, or want to come back on the show, or have any topic, send an email to SixtoAngel@EscuchaListenUpRadio.com. We're going to take your request. We're going to listen to it. We're going to listen to the people. We're going to put you back on the air. And I think that we want to have her back soon so she can sing for us. How about that, Angel?
Yeah, that'd be great. That would be nice.
Let's give her a round of applause, Angel.
Yes, yes.
I'm driving, so I really can't take it. But I'll hit Angel up. I mean, Sixto up later on, and I'll get the information from him. Maybe just send him maybe a couple of my tracks that I already have, because I also write music stuff. I mean, songs.
All right.
So, okay.
All right. Okay.
Yes,
perfect. So nice to hear from you. God bless, and we're gonna hear you back soon
on
Escucha Listen Up Radio.
Yeah, and if
definitely.
By chance, you could always re-listen to the show on Facebook, and you could get the information there because it's all recorded.
All right, cool. Thanks.
God bless you,
okay,
Karina.
Good night.
Home.
God bless you too, guys. Be safe and stay
thank
warm.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we will.
Thank you so much.
Wow, that was really nice, Sixto, from Florida.
Yeah, man, from Florida. We got people.
Para New York City. Well, you
know
what
she had to rub that in. She had to rub that in. No, I'm between right next to like 40 minutes from Miami and 5 minutes from Fort Lauderdale, right next to the beach. Oh, okay.
Right next to the beach. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
I'm cold. It's 63.
Sixto, we're gonna take it back a little bit. We're gonna take it back.
Okay.
You ready to take it back?
Take it back. Way back. Go ahead. Where we take it?
Way back, because our listeners, they want to have some fun también. We don't want to, you know,
keep this
like low or whatever. We want
to give them a little entertainment, okay?
Yeah. Señoras y señores, you remember Eddie Santiago, right? Aquí te dejamos en Escucha Lesson of Radio con Tú Me Quemas.
mujer habilitada. Los desayunos, señor, para la suite 911. No temo usted que al llamar, solo el silencio responde. En la piel sepultando penas, si es que tú encierras tanto amor en tus penas. Cuando me rozan tus rodillas, cuando me abrazas y me mimas, ni el agua de los mares calmará esta hoguera. Tú me quemas, tú hierves en mi sangre al mirarte, nena. Me vuelves loco y no combino mis ideas. No sé lo que me pasa y pierdo la cabeza. En tus brazos tú me quemas, na, 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 na. En una cama de hotel, estoy en silencio en el alma. Dos cuerpos muertos de sed, entre unas sábanas blancas. Casi dos meses después, cuando ni tú me esperabas, te convencí de mi amor. Tanto amor en tus penas.
Tú me quemas.
Cuando me rozan tus rodillas,
thanks,
tú me quemas. Cuando me abrazas y me mimas,
tú me quemas.
Ni el agua de los mares calmará esta hoguera. Tú me quemas.
Tú me quemas.
Tú hierves en mi sangre al mirarte, nena. Me vuelves loco y no combino mis ideas. No sé lo que me pasa y pierdo la cabeza. En tus brazos tú me
Sorry about that little interruption there, but that was Eddie Santiago, Tú Me Quemas. Man, that's like going back. You remember that?
Do I? Oh, my God, do I? That song came on the scene, and everybody started dancing like jelly beans. It just makes you feel that way.
Tú
me quemas, huepa, tú me quemas. I was on fire right now.
Hanging around in the neighborhood with the pump open. The fire hydrant, todo el mundo debajo de la agua. Mira, Sixto, tenemos otra llamada. Y ahora,
okay,
señoras y señores, vamos a hablar con Eddie. Eddie, what's going on? Welcome to Escucha Listen Up Radio with Angel and Sixto.
What's up, guys? Great show, you know?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
El tema está fuerte, you know? I'm just calling to request a song for, you know, una que se me fue, you know, a couple of months back, you know.
Wow, Eddie, I want to say something about that. That's real cool because this happens to be the topic that we're talking about tonight, which is life, love, hurt. And
yeah,
not only me, but Angel, everybody, all the listeners that call in and Escucha Listen Up Radio at some point or another have experienced that hurt and everything. Angel, I think you got to tone down that music in the back.
Is that I'm in love over here. Me encanta esto. Espérate. All right.
Ave Maria, but we got... Yeah,
okay, I
love
it. I love it.
Yep, yep. Okay, so you know what I mean? Angel, I mean, you know, we're not... There's no one immune to that to that pain of losing someone that you've loved or someone that you thought was the right one, but at the end it really wasn't. Angel, how do you pick the right one? How do you pick the right one? How do you know?
With my experience, the moment that I started dating and all that, I would say you don't pick the right one. You actually go day by day having an idea of what that perfect one would be. Based on what? Based off of, you know, like, just like, okay, like women, they look up to their dads a lot. And they look for a father type figure like that in a man. Like, you know, un hombre que respeta, un hombre de su casa, un hombre that knows how to treat a woman right, a man that... The smallest things make the biggest difference. You know, they look
well,
for men
that
like
you had a father like that, because there's some fathers that don't give a damn out there.
That's
they're just sperm donors,
point,
baby. They're just sperm donors.
Good point.
You know?
Pero, for a guy, you would look at your mom. You know, wow, mi mamá, she was very mujer de su casa, very respectful. She wasn't, you know, trashy. She was very, very ladylike. She always did the right things for my dad. And like you said, a lot of people didn't grow up with moms, and so it could be a little tricky there. But you can have an idea. I say have an idea of what the ideal woman for you would be. Pray on it. And as time goes on, you will see the signs. And, you know, people used to always tell me, look, when you meet the right woman, you will know. And I would be like, yeah, okay, whatever. And it took me a long time to find the right woman. And I have to say... I am very honored and very glad that I have a woman that thinks of me before herself at times. And that is deep. That is like finding a needle in a haystack, ladies and gentlemen.
You ain't
you
kidding, brother.
It,
you are not
kidding.
When
you find it, you better hold on to that for dear life and don't play around with it and don't mess it up, because you will never get a chance like that again. And if you do, God really loves you.
I got to tell you, is Ed still with us? Ed from Brooklyn, he's still with us?
I'm still here.
Yeah, he's there.
Still here.
And now, talking about that thing that you brought up, the thing, now we opened up a whole can of worms over here. You know, have you ever been really in love? And what does that feel like? How do you know that you were in love and that was the one? Like, what is it? Like, you wake up, is it the way she combs her hair? Is it the way she looks? She got big boobs. She got a big booty. What is it?
I'm going to tell you. And this is, I'm just going to start, you know, a little bit, just a little touch on it.
Go ahead.
The woman that I fell in love with is a married woman. And this is like a role reversal told me. You know, sometimes the woman that falls in love with the married man doesn't know how to, and it happened to me, but it was the role reversal. You know, I ended up falling in love with her, and she was a married woman. And the thing is, in my heart, my soul, I couldn't even get her out. Like about 6 months ago, she walked away with him because somehow, some way, you know, it got out. Yeah, you know, instead of confronting me, he decided to just pull away, totally away from the hood. And don't know where she went, don't know anything. All I know is that the rug was pulled right from under me, and I knew this was the woman that I totally loved. I mean, you know what? And, you know, and corazón, you know, you can't control your heart, you know. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, let me be honest.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you, Eddie. Let me be honest with you.
Yes.
Do you honestly think that you would totally be content with a woman that would jeopardize her marriage and go elsewhere for love, knowing that she's married, you know, and she's supposed to abide by the laws of the whole marriage thing, you know, like...
Yes.
You seriously think that the woman, she wouldn't do that to you?
So you're saying that if she did it to the other guy, she'll do it to Eddie, too. That's what you're saying, Angel?
Of course. She's going to be like, Eddie, some other guy's going to come, and then she's going to have that habit. And that's not good for Eddie, because then, like he said, if he's falling in love with this girl,
yeah,
and then
but
she
could
does
it be? No, could it? Wait, hold on, Angel. Let's be fair over here. Could it be one of those circumstances? And I'm not trying to quote no damn movie or nothing like that. I'm not like the runaway bride or nothing like that. But I'm saying, could it be that this was the love that was supposed to be, and that guy she's with, that was married to, that guy wasn't supposed to be with her, and this is what fate. Do you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
Okay. Back in 1996, this is how far back this goes now. Back in 1996,
wow.
I was coming out of the bodega, right? And she was sitting on the stoop. I didn't know this woman from Adam. She was sitting on the stoop con curacuña. It was like a second. I looked at her. And I looked away, and mind you, a week before that, I was on my way to Puerto Rico the following week. I ended up looking at this woman for 10 seconds. I asked her, the guy that I was with, who is she? He goes, oh, that's so-and-so's wife. They just got married recently. Didn't say anything past that. I ended up going to Puerto Rico that summer, the following week, and for some reason I couldn't get this woman out of my mind. I came back from Puerto Rico 2 weeks later, never seen her again until 2001. And in 2001,
wow.
I was like, oh, my God, there she is. She's still married to this guy, but why can't I get my mind away from this woman? Never made any pass. I never a simple hello, and it was like a quick glance, like we glanced at each other. I don't know what it was, and I just from that day on, I was like, okay, I'm going to be totally respectful of her situation, because I was
okay.
married, too. But I let everything. It was so funny because at the end of the day, I let my marriage go away, along with my kids. It was a foolish thing to do. Maybe now that I think about it, because at the end of the day, she. I guess she didn't have the courage to actually walk away from the situation she was in. But at that second, and we're going back over in '96. Ever since that day, I was like, I don't know why I'm like this, but with this woman, when I finally made the play on it, it was like. She respected her. Listen, I'm married, but for some apparent reason, and that was the only time I was unfaithful to my wife. And I was like, I can't get away from this woman. At the end, she agreed to see me, and we continued this relationship for years until just 6 months ago when it evaporated. And at the end, she walked away and never to hear from her again. And that was the song I wanted to request for that.
Wow. Before we get to that song, I think it's so important for people to understand, because they might not understand Eddie, and they might say, damn, qué perro, qué perra ella. They might not understand that, because I think people put themselves in their shoes and say, how would you like somebody to do that to you? But I'm looking at it at the point of I'm being the devil's advocate here, and I'm looking at it like, could it be, I mean, because it just doesn't, I mean, you said that in 1996, you just, like, looked over and casually said hi, like you would do anybody in the street, like you're friendly, and you're like, oh, smiled and kept walking, went to Puerto Rico, didn't know her from a home of war, never saw her before, and couldn't get her out of your mind?
I couldn't do it. When I got back, it went away, but I'm like, wow, that was a pretty amazing looking woman. 2000, that was 96 and 2001 when she moved back to the neighborhood. I'm like, that's her. But I respected the situation there. I'm like, I can't. And mind you, now I'm looking at her and she has a belly. I'm like, and I couldn't focus nothing but on her face. I wasn't focused on anything but her face, and I couldn't get it out of my head.
Wow. If I wasn't. You know, any crazier than I am now, I would say, pero que brujería, oye, pero que brujería, because you can't, it just doesn't make sense. Angel, what are you saying? Help me. What is going on?
Like, I totally understand that. I mean, that there's nothing wrong with that. I could see somebody like, oh, my God, that girl's beautiful. And then for some reason, you never thought
no,
that
this
is going to keep haunting you. And you're like, oh, my God. Hmm?
Go ahead, Ed.
She's not that beautiful. She's not that beautiful, but I looked at her. There was something about her that attracted, and I don't know if it was her personality, something about her that I was like, but she, there was one thing that she has the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen in my life.
Well, look, you know what? I see it like this. I see it like this. There's nothing wrong with that if that happened like that. The only thing I see wrong with it, you know, and I'm not judging you, judging her. I'm just speaking hypothetically. What I see wrong is this. If you're in a relationship, you're married, and she's married, and for some reason you guys can't get each other off one another's mind, and you see that you're not happy in your current situation, whatever, then be honest to yourself. Be honest to your wife, your husband. Look, I'm not happy here. I want to go. Rather than try to hang on to what you got, just in case, you go out there, you play the field, and then you have a you know, you're going through something behind closed doors. That is so unfair to the other person, and that should never be done. And if you see you're going to get to a point like that, so be loyal to your wife, to your husband, and say, listen, this is not working. I'm not happy here. I don't feel, you know, like I'm in love with you anymore. You know, I want to go elsewhere. Or
isn't that so hard to say in the real world, Angel? Because that's so black and white, but life is more complicated than that, man. It's so hard to, like, walk away, especially if you got kids. You're going home at night and you're thinking about another person, but you're sleeping with your spouse in bed. It's so crazy. How did we get here, you know?
It is, and most people take care of it in a different way. Most people have the courage to be like, you know what, aquí yo no puedo más, I'm not happy, I know I have kids, I can still be a father or a wife to my kids, but I'm not happy here, and I'm not going to do this to myself. Some people have the courage to do that, and like you said, most people don't. Most people, they settle. They're like, ay, Dios, I can't do it. I'm going to have fun on the side, no one's going to find out, and I'll keep what I got, and that way I can have, you know, my cake and bake my cake and eat it too, which is not good.
Angel,
and then the problems really get crazy.
Angel,
yeah.
That's exactly what I did. I walked away from my marriage.
Wow.
I walked away. I said goodbye. There was nothing left in the gas tank. And at the end, you know, I know I hurt quite a lot of people on the way out. But at the end of the day, you know, I still find myself a good person, based on just what I do for a living, which I won't say what it is, and the fact that my relationship with my daughters are powerful and strong. And even the relationship with my ex-wife or the person that I was with is so cordial to the point where whatever she needs from me, I'm there for her. But it's not a sexual attraction there. It's nothing that I can lay in a bed with her and nothing can happen because it's not there anymore. So I did have that courage that you're talking about. I said goodbye. And you know what? At the end of the day, the other party couldn't do it, but that courage on her end wasn't there. And I suspected it wasn't there. But the way I was looking at it was like, you know what, if she doesn't have the courage, I have to have the courage to walk away from here. And I did, and I gave my ex-wife a moment for her to say, find what makes you happy. And say, I will help you if I have to, the entire process over to the end if I have to. Okay, right now I'm by myself for months on end, and I'm like, you know what, I'm helping my ex-wife. Whatever you need, I'm good with it. Whatever it is, financially, whatever it is, it's good. Not out of guilt, but respect for my daughter, you know. And my daughters look at me and say, you know what? I'm not trying to brag about this, but they look at me and say, this guy's amazing. Not only did he just leave cordially, he still does the right thing for her, for mom, you know.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
You know?
That's nice that you do that. Not everybody does that, Eddie. So
and
that's really nice
that
you at least, you know.
That, I did that with a totally broken heart for months. I did a feed with a totally broken heart, knowing I know at the end of the day I'm not going to be with that woman, you know, because she's not as strong as I am to say goodbye, you know.
Wow.
But at the end, you know what? I told this to someone. At the end of the day, if I end up alone the rest of my life, I'm okay with that because all I have is still great memories of this woman that I was with. And I think that you know, I won't say my age, but I think that'll carry me on for the end. You know, and I'm okay with
wow.
that.
Wow,
Eddie,
this is a real true love story, man. This is crazy.
It is, and you know,
somebody got to write
this
movie, yo. Wow.
Listen, with that being said, I want to leave you all with this one. Hasta que te conocí by Mark Anthony. Here on Escucha
de tristezas, ni de lágrimas, ni nada que me hicieran llorar. Yo sabía de cariño, de ternura, porque a mí desde pequeño eso me enseñó mamá. Eso me enseñó mamá. muchas cosas más. Yo jamás sufrí, yo jamás lloré, yo era muy feliz. Yo vivía tan distinto, algo hermoso, algo divino, lleno de felicidad. Yo sabía de alegría, la belleza y de la vida, pero no de soledad, pero no de soledad.
Right here.
Hasta que te conocí. Radio. Yes, sir. Well, We want to say thank you so much, Eddie. I know you're listening out there for tuning in and being a part of our show tonight.
Yes, thank you so much for being transparent
and letting us know about your personal situation, your experience that, that you went through. And, you know, we're so sorry that it didn't work out for, you know, either party. But everything happens for a reason, my brother. Hang tight there. Your love, you know, is out there. Wherever she is, Angel, I got to say, I feel...
That's not over yet. Something's happening there, because this guy didn't have closure. This guy gave up like his whole life, which is, you know, is kind of crazy, you know, to get up like that. But the feeling he had, what?
I know, and I give him credit for at least, like he said, you know, being honest with his wife. He wasn't in love anymore. He let it go, and he moved on. And even though he moved on, he still supported financially
100%,
his wife, his daughter, and everything. He kept being a man. Wow, that's beautiful. That doesn't happen every day. But on another note, we wish you luck, Eddie. On another note,
yes,
we have Eloise with us here on Escucha Listen Up Radio. Eloise, how are you?
Hi, guys. Hi, Chick.
Hey, Eloise, what is happening all the way from the BK? Yes, yes. Oh, my God.
You guys sound very good.
Oh, thank you so much.
Very good to know that you got your own little radio show. I'm very happy and very glad that you're actually doing very well.
Yes. You know, this is getting bigger and better. This is every Thursday. We're right here in Escucha Listen Up Radio. And if anybody listening right now has any topic that they want to talk about, anything that they want to debate about or to ask an opinion about, they can email us at SixtoAngel@EscuchaListenUpRadio.com. Okay?
Sounds great.
Yes.
And I love that record that was just on just now. If I had any music at the top of my head right now, a Spanish song, I will let you know, but I'm a little congested right now, my nose and the whole bit. So I'm ready to stick this nose in the refrigerator and give it a break, because
you sound like me.
It's unbelievable.
It's just like a head cold,
I think it is. I don't know, but it's driving me crazy right now. And I said, my God, qué más allá pasar, pero it's good to hear, and I'm hoping and wishing you all the best with this radio station. And now I know where to find you and where to, you know, hear some good Spanish music.
Not only that, we play every kind of thing, and we have artists, Eloise. We have people that come onto the show that are writers or singers, and they're coming up, or they got a CD, or they got a new song, a single, and they could play it right here. We will debut their song right here on the radio. And we have listeners from all over Puerto Rico, from Hawaii, from all over. And so it's really taking on a life of its own. We're very happy for that. And listen, we talk about everything. That's why people love us here, man. We just, you know, we just keep it real.
Un poquito de todo,
Okay, that sounds great. And you're located where?
We're in the city, in Manhattan. Studio
NYC.
Manhattan.
Okay, I have to listen in more often.
Yes, I have to listen in.
So listen, Eloise, let me ask you. Is there anything on your mind, anything that happened that you feel, or any topic you want to talk about here on the radio, because we have people listening and everything, that might benefit from your opinion or from your experience, and this is what we do?
That sounds great. Yep. At the top of my head, no. Yo me voy a dormir ahora. That's what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen right now. I'm just going to put some Vicks around my nose, honey, and take a muscle relaxer, and yeah, boy, I had enough.
Do as my mom used to do. She would wrap my chest up with Vicks. She would put Vicks on my chest and then wrap me up with newspaper. I'm like, mama,
That's exactly the remedy. Yep, exactly.
Newspaper.
What was it,
the Daily News or the New York Times?
El periódico de ayer. El periódico.
El portero de Puerto Rico.
Oh my God. That's the first I didn't get to hear that part. With newspaper? No, I don't think we ever used newspaper.
No, never we did. That's crazy because we used to wrap me con papel de pasteles.
Oh my God.
Papel de pasteles. I got so hot one time that my little brother was trying to eat me. He thought I was a pastel de yuca.
Oh, no.
Ah!
Luis, thank you so much for being a part of Escucha Listen Up Radio, and I have a perfect song for you to go to sleep to. It's one of my favorites. It was one of my mom's favorite, and I know Sixto loves it as well, and as well as our listeners, and I dedicate this to my lovely wife. Te quiero mucho, mami.
Oh, that's great. Okay, guys.
Bye.
All right. What?
No quise lastimarte, no quise hacerte a ti llorar. Me hice tanto daño, me arrepiento y quisiera cambiar. Si por solo un minuto tuviese el tiempo de los dos. Si por solo un minuto.
Wow.
Wow.
Escuchale Good Up Radio with Angel and Sixto live. Give us a call at 347-838-8630.
That's right, and don't forget Sixto Angel at EscuchaListenUpRadio.com for any inquiries, any topics you want to hear, any group you want to hear. Hit us up on the email, that's Sixto Angel at EscuchaListenUpRadio.com. Oh, my God, Angel, what you had me. I've been, you know, my feet are on fire. I was dancing so much. Mira, but not only that,
yeah.
Well, people don't know, Angel wrote that song. Oh,
Angel
my God.
Who?
Angel Ramirez,
Angel who?
Man.
Angel Ramirez, I know that guy.
You give yourself a round of applause, man. Give yourself a round of applause.
Whee!
Oh, my God, this is crazy.
No, that's a beautiful
no.
song. I got to tell you, man, I love that song so much because a lot of times I sit down and I reflect and I go, wow, did I really write that song? You know, I guess when you're going through situations in your life as a writer, when you're going through situations in your life and something really hits you hard is when you write best. And I have a couple of those around there somewhere.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that is so true, man. Let me tell you something. You read some of the poetry stuff that I wrote before. There were certain poems that I wrote that I can't get back. I regret it right now.
Wait a second, people.
What?
I want to hear one. Everybody wants to hear something. Come on. Get the poem. If you know one by heart, let's recite it right now.
Oh, my God.
I want to hear it. I remember you read one that I loved, and it was beautiful.
Yeah,
let's go, buka, buka. But the thing is, on the spot,
oh my God, I couldn't, it just wouldn't do any justice to it right now,
I wanted to say that
I wrote some of those in the height of me being very depressed and very sad, and it just came out in the words, what I was feeling, I conveyed those, so,
Sixto.
Go, they want to read one. Listen, I got to tell you something. I was so impacted. We'll do that another time, but I was so impacted by that guy, Eddie.
Come on, look at the topic today. Keeping it real. Call in. And
I'm going to keep it real. It's going to sound like shit if I read it now.
No, read it. It's good. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not planned. So bear with Sixto. The first time he does this impromptu, improv, and he's going to read us something, work in progress, but it's a poem, which is beautiful. Let's go.
Well, there was a whole bunch of them. I don't know.
Pick one for the moment. Whatever you got there, lo que salga. Yeah, I love this. Something that's going to touch everybody.
Well, I got to say, that guy, Eddie, like, blew me away. I'm still thinking about him.
Yeah, man, nice guy.
Yeah, what a tragic thing, right?
It is. Certainly, love hurts
somebody.
El amor es como una rosa que si no lo agarras bien, te hinca la mano. I don't know what the hell I'm saying, but I just said something there. I was trying to...
Oh, my God. It is one of those things, love.
Let me see. I'm gonna cheat. I'm gonna go online and buscar un poema pertaining to love.
I think I got one here. Hold on.
Go.
Oh my God. I'm just trying to see. I mean, I don't know, man. Oh,
don't worry.
God.
If you think lo va a dañar.
No. I just don't know. I'm just thinking.
Don't worry.
Yeah. So, anyway, we want to have that guy Eddie back. I want to follow him, you know, because.
Let's change the subject. Get the poem. We're waiting. Let's go.
Well, this is one that I wrote here, and I don't know if it makes any sense or anything like that. It's a hard, long catch in my breath. Well, this is a thing, it's called Empty, Hollow, Narrow. Why do I continue to stab myself repeatedly with the same knife? Ice cold, lemonade, frustrate. I saw this movie growing up, it played in my head for years as my life disappears while I'm breathing. hard and long, catching my breath as she beats on my chest and said, I will never love you the way you say, no matter how I pray. I'm walking in this parade. The people are walking. They're looking at me like a court jester, laughing at me as I keep stabbing myself with the same knife. No light at the end, just dark, lonely. I fail as I chase my tail. That was the
end. Wow. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, here on Escucha Listen Up Radio premiere poetry by my partner, Sixto Ramos. Come on now. Yeah.
Let me try that again.
Listen to the audience. They're going crazy. Pepe, I can't get
it
to stop.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Stop it. I'll be signing. No, listen. I don't know. I'm just trying to look at this here now, and I wrote this. And it just took me like a minute to write this. I don't know how I did it. And thinking back, it was like, why do I continue to stab myself repeatedly with the same knife? Ice cold, lemonade, frustrate. I saw this movie growing up. It played in my head for years as my life disappears while I'm breathing hard and long and catching my breath as she beats on my chest and said, I will never love you the way you say, no matter what I pray. I'm walking the parade. The people are walking. I'm a court jester. They're laughing at me as I keep stabbing myself with the same knife. No light at the end, just dark, lonely as I fail, as I chase my tail, going around and around, stabbing myself.
Wow. Wow. Oh, yeah. Everybody, let's go.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I got another one here that I wrote.
Hold on.
I don't have one. I have one in music form. And this is for a lot of people, a lot of brothers that had aspirations about being with someone that they really admired and loved and wanted to make it happen, but maybe were too afraid to approach that woman or approach the situation, whatever it may be, similar to what Eddie went through. I leave you with this song, which is another classic, by the late Frankie Ruiz, Tu Con Él, here on Escucha
wow.
Listen Up Radio. Wow.
Wow. Oh my God.
I gotta say, what a tragic story. The story of Frankie Ruiz. Those that don't know, look him up. He's he was an amazing iconic salsero for our Latin people, and tragically lost his life due to drugs and stuff like that. And it's unfortunate, you know, because all this talent that we have and this whole drug thing, man, it's just taken away not only talented people but our loved ones, you know. And it's horrible. God rest his soul always. And he left us a legacy of amazing music. So what do you have to say, Sixto?
I'm just amazed about it. I got to meet Frankie Ruiz's brother one time in the Latin Quarters, and we were talking for a while. He used to live out in New Jersey, yeah, and his brother and I think I was hosting a thing with Speedy from KTU, and it was this whole big thing with George Lalonde, Lisa, everybody was there, and him and I started talking, and he goes, oh, yo soy la mano Frankie Ruiz. I said, what? Wow, and we started talking, and told me a lot about his brother and all that stuff. It is tragic. But we one thing that we do have is the music that he left behind for generations and generations to come and hear this. And one day, this music that we call contemporary will be oldies to these young kids, you know what I'm saying, that are being born and stuff like that. They're like, oh, is that from, like, the 1930s? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so the way we do.
The way we do. So it's going to be crazy, but what a night, man. What a night, I got to tell you.
Keeping it real, keeping it real.
Just keeping it real.
The most beautiful thing of all this, Sixto, is making a difference. Even if we change the life of some one person out there tonight with our show, talking about love, life, and hurt, and what's going on in our world, even if we made one little dent, It was a big thing, a positive thing done tonight.
I agree, my brother. I agree, bro. This is a labor of love, what we do here. It is a labor of love. We're going to keep pushing until we take this to another level, another height. People want to do it, you know, to listen to this. But not only that, we're going to take this to the real. We're going to have our own talk show on TV somewhere called El Real. Right, you're gonna see El Real.
El Real papa. Aquí con Sixto y Ángel aquí en vivo y a todo color. I'm rambling.
Wow.
But anyway,
wow.
That's a good idea. It'll happen. It'll happen if we put our heart and minds to it, and it will happen.
You know,
we're doing this, like Sixto said, labor of love. We're doing this from the heart. We're not getting paid for this. We're doing this because we want to. This is the radio station by the people for the people. Para nuestra gente.
Wow. We're like FUBU.
FUBU, baby. By the people, for the people, aquí, para, we're the voice of the people.
That's right. Before we leave the air, we want to say every Thursday right here in Escucha Listen Up Radio, remember all your inquiries, all your desires, all your thoughts, Sixto Angel at EscuchaListenUpRadio.com every Thursday.
Yes, every Thursday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the West Coast. Because they're out there. They're all listening. Miami, Puerto Rico, Chicago.
Hawaii, Pennsylvania.
LA, Hawaii,
Philly.
Pennsylvania,
yes.
Tri-state
Clearwater,
area.
Florida.
All abroad. All the way across. And we're doing this with love, you know. And this is great. This is great.
Yes.
So,
I love it. All right, my
awesome
brother. One for the books. We got to bring that guy Eddie back. We got to get in contact with this guy. I am not satisfied with his thing. He almost left, like he ran off like Cinderella looking for her shoe. We got to get this guy back here and finish this up. I'm telling you, Eddie, he was on the air. You put the song and he left. We got to get this guy back here. It was deep.
We definitely got to get him back. And if anyone has ideas for a topic that we should talk about, anything that comes to mind, cualquier punto de vista que cualquiera tenga un concepto para uno de nuestros programas del futuro, por favor, llámenos al 347-838-8630 y nos puedes enviar cualquier información a través de sixtoangel@escuchalistenupradio.com.
Yes.
No se olviden,
yes,
don't forget.
Don't
any inquiries, any new music, you're a new artist coming out, and no radio station is giving you play. Nobody's listening to you because of whatever reason, they don't want to give you the opportunity to push, you got your station right here. Escúchales
FM
Radio.
We will.
Send us. Send us your stuff. We'll plug your stuff. As long as it's positive and good, we got your back here, okay? Remember, you can call us at 347-838-8630. You can send us all of your inquiries over at Sixto Angel, escuchalistenupradio.com, people.
Excellent,
I felt like a
brother.
I felt like Crazy
wow.
Eddie. Crazy Eddie! Our prices
right.
are insane!
Insane! Oh, my God, we just dated ourselves. But I got to tell you something. We got to get that girl back also. What was her name? Taina, La Trevida, Medina, whatever. We got to get her back on the show because we want to hear that music from her group. We want to get that back. So let's make a point of bringing those two people back.
Absolutely.
And next week, we're going to talk about, we got some political people coming on saying why Hillary Clinton should run for president of the United States of America.
Vamos a ver.
Stay tuned. What? Big time.
See you guys. We love you very much. You guys rock, man. Thank you so much for supporting and loving us the way you do. We only do this for the love of it and for you guys, our people. Que Dios te bendiga aquí en Escúchales en la Radio.
God bless. Bye.